Welcome back. It's 1244 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times reporter Rowan Scarborough. Afternoon, Rowan.
Hello. Doing great, Andy.
General Dempsey's failures in leadership cited in Benghazi disaster. That's the headline. And I got to admit, it's been a long time since I've seen a prominent military officer publicly called out for failures in leadership.
I you know, thinking back to the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war and other things that haven't gone smoothly, I cannot recall a Senate investigative report that went after the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the highest ranking U.S. officer, the chief military advisor to the president. But that's what six Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee did. They inserted language into the final Intelligence Committee report on Benghazi that really, really raked over General Dempsey for, quote, failures of leadership, close quote. Now, that, you know, that, those are pretty damning remarks to come from either side of the aisle. And they just felt strongly that it was not acceptable that there was no military asset available to help Americans during a 10-hour or 9-hour siege by militants. So that's what prompted them to write this language.
Yeah, and it's just not Benghazi. I mean, there was no plan for action in an al-Qaeda-infested part of the world where Americans live and work.
They also took him to task for Syria. As Assad was being challenged by more and more rebels, as al-Qaeda began to move into Syria, they could discern no plan from the Pentagon, no options from the Pentagon on how to deal with this for over a year before finally Assad used gas on his own people, and that prompted the Pentagon to start posturing. But before that, the senator said, where was our pre-planning? What were the options for dealing with Syria being taken over by al-Qaeda? And they laid the blame at the foot of the chairman, since it is his job to coordinate all of this. He is supposed to, be talking to the combatant commanders out there, whether it's the Middle East or North Africa, and talk about contingencies and what do we need to do if this happens or that happens. And the senators, say that General Dempsey just didn't do that.
Yeah. All right. In regards to the attack in Benghazi, the thought is obviously some units should have been close enough for a reasonable response in a reasonably short period of time, correct?
That's right, Andy. I mean, we knew North Africa was going south for months and months. The Arab Spring romanticism was gone, Libya, Eastern Libya in particular, was becoming more and more infested with Islamists with ties to al-Qaeda. And the CIA was churning out reports on this that went everywhere in the administration, that various al-Qaeda-type groups were setting up networks, setting up terrorist camps, setting up lines of communication between various militants around in the region. And according to these senators, Where was the plan? Where was the reaction from General Dempsey to in coordination with Africa Command's commander, General Carter Ham, to start putting forces closer to the area so if we needed to respond, we could. As it turns out, we had nothing close. We had no air assets close, like a strike fighter or an AC-130 gunship. The closest commandos were training in Croatia, and it took them until about 9 p.m. the next day to even get into Italy. Well, the crisis had been over for about 10 hours by that time, and the other force they had was in the United States, so that makes no sense whatsoever. And so that's why the only people who could help the CIA annex that night, where everybody was holed up, were people from the embassy, and as we reported, two of them were Delta Force commandos who were in Libya on a terrorist hunting mission, and they had to get on a plane, charter a plane, get up there, then negotiate with various militias to get them in a convoy to the annex. That's how we eventually helped the people in the annex. not by anything that the Pentagon or Africa Command did. It was all done on the fly by very brave people. And here, Andy, since this crisis, we have moved forces closer. We have taken a fast reaction Marine team in Spain and moved them to Crete, which is closer to North Africa. And we've also given Africa Command its own emergency commando unit, which it didn't even have at the time. And that is just unbelievable that with all that was going on in North Korea, Africa Command did not have its own emergency response command. And I think that's what the senators are complaining about.
Yeah, and as for Dempsey's excuse for lack of a plan, he didn't know? He didn't receive any specific reports related to the threats?
His excuse is that, you know, we did the best we could that night with the forces that we had arrayed.
Well, that's not true. I mean, because they never deployed them, even if they had to turn them around and bring them back.
Yes, his reaction to the Senate report does not specifically address their complaint. Where was the pre-planning? You know, where was the chairman has his own think tank there in the Pentagon. It's part of what is called the Joint Staff, and it is their job, all these bright military minds, to look at these events going on in the world and push paper, saying, hey, you know, we need to look at this and we need to look at that. There is no evidence that any of that went on as North Africa, and particularly Libya, was becoming more and more dangerous. And I think this is what the six senators, and it's remarkable that they did this. And the military has generally gotten a pass from Congress on this lack of a response. You know, they've testified at the Senate committee, and they didn't really get criticism at all. They testified on the House side in private. And the transcripts that were later released showed that they didn't get any real criticism. It was only these six Republicans on the Intel Committee, who kind of put the bell on the cat and said, wow, this was really a lack of leadership not to foresee some of these problems.
Mm-hmm. And one of those members found it stunning there was never an after-incident report, right?
Yeah, on the House side, Jason Chaffetz of Utah, asked Dempsey, you have done no after-reaction report on this whole incident from the viewpoint of the Pentagon. And he found that stunning, that it has not been done. And I think Dempsey's response was, well, we're going to do one now. I think that's basically what he said, if I'm reading his reaction. The other stunning thing is that General Carter Ham, the head of Africa Command, which is North Africa, did not know we had a CIA facility in Benghazi, doing all sorts of things.
Mm.
I mean, who was not talking to whom in this?
Yeah, situation? No kidding. All right, so now there's not going to be any action against Dempsey, correct? I mean, this is sort of a slap on the hand.
Yeah, I don't think so. No Democrats signed on to their criticism, and of course they're going to defend, you know, President Obama's people, and I don't see anything. I think this was the rebuke.
Yeah.
If a rebuke was going to happen at any time over Benghazi toward the military command, this was it.
Yep.
And I mean, Carter Ham, who by all accounts is a terrific general, he was in command in northern Iraq, and you could wonder his 2 years at Africa Command as he looked at what was going on in North Africa. Why wasn't he more proactive? Why didn't he request his own emergency commando team? Why didn't he think about moving forces closer? You could make that criticism, in hindsight. And I think that's what these senators are doing, but they're directing it at General Dempsey.
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. General Dempsey's Failures in Leadership Cited in Benghazi Disaster. It's by Rowan Scarborough. Rowan, as always, thanks for your help. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same.
1253, 1260 WRC, and again, that story on the front page of today's Washington Times by Rowan Scarborough.